Welcome to Healing House with Dr. Eileen. Dr. Eileen is an international healer, speaker, teacher, and published author of her latest book, Frequencies. Share the next half hour with us as we journey to find balance of body, mind, and spirit in an unbalanced world. We then invite you to call in or log into our chat and share your thoughts and insights. And now your host, Dr. Eileen.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Healing House Radio. This is Dr. Eileen. And today we are going to be talking about mother-daughter relationships. Now, there are a few relationships that can be as amazing, overwhelming, loving, and wounding as the complex paradigm between mothers and daughters. And today we're going to be talking with a family communication and harmony coach named Amber Deanne. And she's also an author of Release Your Magical Child, and she speaks on healing family relationships. And if you are interested or, you know, would like to get more information or call in and ask a question, you can call in toll-free 877-697-9725. You can also call in, for those of you in the L.A. area, we have the number down there. It's 424-258-9337. So, without any further ado, Amber, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Eileen. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's such a pleasure. It's really, you know, this intriguing work that you've entered into regarding mother-daughter relationships. And you know, for a lot of us, it seems that, you know, while for the most part things run smoothly, there are times when things can go really, really, really difficult in relationships. Isn't that a great, you know, gentle way of putting it?
That's a beautifully gentle way of putting it. Yes.
Yeah. So how did you get into healing mother-daughter relationships?
I had a problem with my mother.
Mm-hmm.
She was wounded, and she had a lot of anger and anguish and frustrations, and she couldn't get it out, and nobody could listen, and she could never fix her relationship with her mother. So I was always in the middle of that, listening to the arguing and the bitching and the complaining and the fighting and all that stuff. And then she would take it out on me every time she got upset, and so there was a lot of abuse there. And it just got to be so that I couldn't figure out what was going on because I was much too young. But as it got older, I kept wondering why she couldn't try to communicate with me, you know, why she couldn't love me, support me, encourage me, all that stuff. So I did some work on it, and then I discovered all of her woundedness.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you talk about, you know, there's a phrase in your work you call enmeshment. Could you explain what that is?
I sure can. That is what I call mother and daughter kind of becoming one. And a lot of this starts with that old joke, you know, about my mom cut the edge of the ham off before she put it in the pan. And I don't know why I did that. I did it because my mom did it. My mom did it because her mom did it. And everybody's mom's doing the same thing, because nobody knows what the original reason was. And I think that's part of the enmeshment that we have as mothers and daughters. We're so close to mother, or we want to be, when we're born, because she's our soul support, she's our soul life-giving, you know, and we want to bond with her, but we don't understand what it is. And so we adopt some of her habits, her hobby, her mentalities, her attitudes, her, you know, work styles, or everything, and we just adopt it unconsciously. And I think that's one phase of it. And I think the other phase of it is that we kind of want to please our moms. So if our mom has an expectation of us a certain way, we do what we can to become that expectation of our moms. And if our moms are really negative, they're always saying negative things to us, so we think, you know, well, we're not good enough, we don't have enough self-esteem, we're not worthy, all that kind of stuff. And that creates a whole mindset that we need to shift as we get older. But first we need to analyze and figure out what's causing us to trip those triggers in the first place.
You know, you brought up something very interesting about your situation, being that it was, you know, your mother's issues and, you know, and the relationship between your mother and her mother. How much in your work do you see, is it fairly consistent that there is that multi-generational paradigm?
Oh, it's all over the place, yes. It's a real high percentage. There's that mother-daughter paradigm, and it, a lot of it, there's different reasons, but it's all based on the same kind of a thing. We don't sit and analyze who we are and who she is. We just assume me and Mom should be all the same. We should be one. She should love and support me and think the way I think and want to do what I want to do and want the best for me and all that stuff. And we don't stop and consider that she's wounded. She could be really wounded. And maybe her life didn't turn out the way she expected. Maybe she's got depression. She's got issues that she needs to deal with. And so we all get tangled up in a ball of yarn, and we have to kind of sort through those things. And we start by saying, okay, this is Mom's stuff. I'll give it back to her, and this is my stuff. I'll deal with my stuff, and my mom can deal with her stuff. And once everybody deals with their own stuff, then the whole thing shifts and changes, and it's totally miraculous. I've seen just total miracles happen just because I work with one person in the relationship who really wanted to change, and we did some energy work. We did some really deep soul searching to figure out how that person feels and wants to feel and what their goals are, and then the whole thing shifts. Kind of by itself. It's just fabulous.
That's wonderful. I'd like to hear a little bit about your book, Release Your Magical Child.
Okay.
I mean, first off, I love the title.
Thank you. Thank you. That is kind of a story. I channeled it, but when I got done with it, I realized that it was my story, actually. And as I was fighting depression for several years, and the depression was caused by PTSD.
Mm-hmm.
So, and for years I couldn't figure out, why did I have this? How was this supposed to affect my spiritual growth? How could my spiritual growth be connected with the child abuse, the mother issues, all me trying to find myself, and then me trying to have a mission in the world? And I couldn't understand how all that fit together. So as I was channeling this, and it all started to come together, and it kind of came together in the most beautiful way. So it is a story of my path through depression as I find my inner child and my higher self, and I learn that my mission is connected with healing all of this woundedness inside me. And later on I discovered that it was to heal the multi-generational woundedness of all the women in our family. So it's a story that takes place on two levels. Part of it is taking place on heaven level, and part of it is taking place on the human level, because the human and heaven are trying to connect. And so there's a lots of scenes where one's trying to communicate with the other one, and the communication gets blocked. And there's some humor. There's a reincarnated dog, and there's a... There's a reincarnated dog that comes to help you. Her childhood dog friend comes to help her, and her fairy from her childhood comes to help her, and her guardian angels and all of that. And it all comes together in the most beautiful way in the ending.
Oh, well, don't spoil the ending, because, you know, we're going to encourage everybody to go out and get this book. Now,
okay.
You mentioned PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. Often people think that that's solely for someone who has, say, been in military, you know, a military environment or something like that. You know, can you explain how the relationship of PTSD and what does it really mean in the context that you're talking about? Because, you know, they may not realize that that is something that can cross over into that area.
Oh, totally, yes. And the problem is PTSD is as you said, post-traumatic stress disorder, and it affects the nervous system in a terrible way, especially long-term PTSD, because the nervous system is meant to operate under the assumption that if you're in danger, the system goes into flight. If you're in danger, the system goes into fight mode. Yes. So if you get stuck in this system and the system can't tell if I'm going into fight or flight, but I know I got to be in one of those states at all times, then the system is always hyper. It's always wired for action. It never can relax. And if you're always hyper and wired like that, you can't connect with your higher self, so you can't get advice on how to deal with your issues. Your body starts falling apart. You can get all kinds of illnesses, stress overload. It can be just really traumatic. And it's caused by too much stress, too much trauma in your life. And trauma can happen especially through child abuse because you can't trust the people around you, so your nervous system's always in the fight or flight. So there's no off button for your nervous system. Your nervous system is always on. And that wears down the body, just like turning on a light switch all the time wears down the switch and wears down the electrical outlet. It's just how the body is made. It's meant to have high points, and it's meant to relax and have low points. So post-traumatic stress disorder is everything becomes very disorganized in your life. You can't think. Your body systems don't function. You can't meditate. You can't get spiritual advice. You're just always totally stressed out. And the doctor and the medical system doesn't recognize that. But it doesn't come from just war. It comes from the war in your home, I would say. It comes from the war that's internal to you and the war that's going internal with the people around you. So, yeah, if you want to use the war analogy, it's all war.
Yes, and it is so important, especially, you know, with the way you're bringing this out, for people to recognize when they're feeling these things that, yes, this is a valid thing. It's post-traumatic stress disorder, that it's not just, well, get over it. Because I'm sure you run across a lot of people who, you know, may approach and say, it's like, well, aren't you just supposed to get over it? You know, what is your response when people say, well, just get over it?
I say to them, you can't get over it by yourself, and you need help, and you need to work with alternative health care practitioners. Forget the medical field here in America. That's not going to help you at all. They just drug you. You have to work with alternative health care people. You have to learn to balance your energies, and you have to do that. You have to be aware of how you feel emotionally, physically, mentally, and monitor those. And take lots of self-care techniques. And body work is a great thing, you know, chiropractic and massage and lots of other things you need to do. You need to be on some kind of nutritional supplement, because the problem with PTSD is it burns out your adrenals and your thyroids. And you do that, you open up yourself to all kinds of diseases.
Yeah.
So it's terrible in the long run, and it's terrible in the short run. Yes,
yeah.
Totally. We got to work on that. It's all about monitoring who you are, how you think, how you feel, mentally, spiritually, everything. You got to take care of control of your life.
Well, that's great advice on many different spectrums. So, how do you manage that? You know, say you do consultations. You know, I know that you have a teleseminar coming up. But say, you know, when a mother and daughter, you know, kind of come to you, and, you know, can you describe to us kind of the, you know, basic way that you would walk through beginning this healing process between a mother and daughter?
Definitely. I just work with one. I don't need to work with two in order to shift the relationship. But if you work with both of them, that's great. But you work with each of them as individuals. You don't work on just their relationship with each other. So if I have an intake form. It's about 4 pages long, plus I do a 30-minute consultation with people before I start any kind of treatment program, because the different treatments depend on what their issues are. So I look at the whole person. I look at where they are mentally, emotionally, what issues they've had from the time they're children to the time they're adults. And where you start on that situation is you start with your childhood. What happened in the early childhood that you can remember, or what happened before that, before you can remember things, but it's always based on the childhood. What was happening in the home, what was going on with the parents, what was going on, you know, financially or emotionally, where were you living, the whole business about what was going on. And the whole intent here that I'm trying to do is to help them get in touch with those emotions that got suppressed back then, of the injuries, the woundedness that happened back then in early childhood. Because once you release that, it's just like peeling off the layers of the onion. And what's left in the core of the onion, that's the essence of the inner child. And the essence of the inner child has the power, the strength, the stamina, the omnipotence, the sense of adventure, total energy. There's just all kinds of aspects that of the inner child that are fantastic and we need as adults in our lives. But we can't incorporate those traits until we cut off through all these layers of the onions, which is all the emotions, the woundedness, all that stuff. And you can fix that quite easily with some energy work. It's all really, really pretty simple, unless you have major traumatic issues, and then I have different techniques that work on those. But once you cut through those emotional layers of stress that we put around ourselves, it's amazing what can happen when you reconnect with your inner child, because then you also open the door to reconnect with your higher self, and there's your guidance. I always tell people that your higher self provides the guidance where you need to go. Your logic mind shows you the route to get there, and the inner child gives you the energy to make the journey. So you need all three.
That is awesome. Again, the toll-free number to call in, 877-697-9725. Amber is here, and I'm sure she'd be happy to take your questions or hear your comments. And, you know, while we're waiting for some folks to call in, let's talk about this teleseminar that you're doing on September 12th. What's up with that?
Well, I've had to postpone the date, and I don't have a new date yet, so it's not going to happen on September 12th. But for anybody who, that's because I'm having website problems right now. But for anybody who is interested in being put on the list for this webinar, that's fantastic. I'll give you my email address. Send me your email. Put Blog Talk Radio in the subject line, and I'll get you added to the notification list, the emails that will go out as soon as I get the date set for the new teleseminar, because I want everybody to be on there, because we're going to talk more and in-depth about enmeshment, and you will get a chance to really talk about your feelings about your mom and start to explore those, because we have specific exercises that are going to help you open up some of those communication channels and open up the intent to want to bond with your mom. And we've just got all kinds of fantastic things coming up. So it's going to be great.
I think it's going to be wonderful. And yeah, it really is such an important topic because, you know, the mother-child relationship, I mean, that's really very much the foundation. And you fathers, you know, you're right there and you're important too. And there is something that, you know, when you come from that position of, you know, the traditional maternal role, when something happens to affect that and to damage it and to send it into a hard place, you know, it really can have some very long-term effect, especially between mothers and daughters. And looking at this multi-generational piece, what do you see as the things that, you know, let's say, you know, if you had to give, like, you know, your top five things that you would say for mothers moving forward and looking at their relationships with their daughters and their daughters' relationship with their daughters? What are some of the top five, say the top five things, I know I'm putting you on the spot, that, you know, you would really emphasize as far as really nurturing that relationship?
Well, the first thing, something we've talked about before, is recognizing that you're a separate person from your mother. The next one is recognizing that you both have separate issues. You both have separate identities. You have separate missions, reasons for being on this planet right now. And you have different goals. You have different interests. You're not your mother, no matter how much you may look, talk, walk, move, act, think like your mother. You're not your mother, and you really need to make that distinction. And once you start seeing yourself as a soul person, a whole person that's totally unique, that gives you the energy and the will to move forward to your goals, to meet your mission, to meet your reason for being here on the planet. What is your passion? What is your driving force in your life? That's what needs to be recognized and honored in you. And this is part of another part of this, to another issue here, is honoring yourself, listening to your own intuition, following your own heart. And once you do all this work, you come into this place where you can listen to your heart. Your heart has intelligence. It can tell you what's right for you, what's wrong for you. It can lead you to the right people, to the avoid the wrong people, listen to lead you to the right events and activities you need to be doing. It's all about honoring yourself and respecting yourself. And then it opens up to connecting to your inner child and your higher self and getting that wisdom, that guidance, that direction, that peace of mind. All those are very important, and that's all aspects of being an individual person and recognizing that. And once you do that, your relationship changes, not only with mom, but with your husband, your significant other, your children, everything. And you start setting up those boundaries, setting up those lines of, you know, this is me and that's you. And that totally shifts everything. I know my life has totally shifted so much after I recognized that I was me and mom was her, and we could work things out like that, and yet we could communicate. And we communicate even though she's on the other side and she's been dead over 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't matter, alive or dead, you can still communicate with your mom any time you want to. But this whole spectrum of life can start again, and it can be so much different. Your life can change. And relationships with everybody can change, even your boss, even things at work, your neighbors, your family members. Everything can shift and change in a great way. And what you do when you honor yourself and you go through this process of identifying yourself and honoring yourself and being who you are, you open up the heart channels, the love channels, and then you let the law of attraction pull into your life all of those wonderful, loving things you've always dreamed about. I'm not sure if I answered your question, but
if you didn't, you probably gave me a better answer than the one I asked. So that was great.
Thank you.
I really like the fact that, you know, it's that idea, because there are some women, it's like, well, you know, my mom has passed. I can't find balance with this. And it is so cool that your program actually incorporates an aspect of that and being able to, you know, reconnect, and that it's never too late to find that healing.
It's never too late to find that healing and to find that connection and open up to that heart source that you were mentioning, and that the bond with somebody else is such a wonderful feeling. But if you go all through your life with holding all this resentment, this anger at mom, you're denying yourself this opportunity to bond and to find your heart center. And that is what makes life significant. That's what makes life worth living. That's what tickles your insides, and that's what excites you, and that's what opens up your heart, and it gets a trigger that clicks and makes your brain work better, and everything works so much better. And another point I want to say is for those people who are interested in my teleseminar, the teleseminar, on that teleseminar, I will be giving information about the workshops that I'm going to be doing, and they're going to be local here in the California area. But hopefully we will find a way to get those videotaped and make it available for people who don't live in the Bay Area. And that is a program that's going to have several workshops, and theirs are all very specific, tailored ways to help you connect with and open up to your emotions and find love again. And so I'm going to be talking more about that on the teleseminar. So I want people to get on my email list so you can be notified. They need to be notified of all this stuff because it's going to be great, and it's going to be very interactive, and it's very effective. You're going to find a whole new world opens up. It's going to be beautiful.
Well, I think beautiful deserves a ta-da.
Ta-da.
So let's see. And your website is www.mindemotionharmony.com. That's right?
Yes. It's not up right now. So
okay.
I just want everybody to email me my personal email, which is Amber, AmberDannn, @gmail.com. And then as soon as the websites are up, I'm having a hosting problem. So as soon as all of that is up and going on, I will connect people with those websites.
Well, as far as I know, elves make it work. If it were not for my goddess of efficiency, producer Kina, I would have no clue how this stuff manages. But somebody's got to be good at that. Well, Amber, I want to thank you so much for coming on.
I have a team on it. I have a team working on it. We'll get it done. We will.
You have a team.
I got a team, yep.
Yay. Thank you so much for being on the show today. And, you know, I encourage anybody, if you're having these issues, you know, just, you know, again, that email is AmberDean, AmberDeann, @gmail.com. And get a hold of her. Get on her mailing list. Find out about some of these programs, because really it is not too late to be able to create a healing, healthy relationship. It is never too late, even if that relationship is just finding that balance within yourself. Amber, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Eileen.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All righty. So, you know, I just love this work. I love anything that talks about restoring balance, bringing things back into perspective, and that's cool. That's what it's all about. That's what we come into this life for, is to try to leave it a little bit wiser than we came into it with. And I look forward to meeting with you all again and connecting with you next Thursday, same time, 2:00. And we have the main thing that I've got coming up is, for those of you in the Bay Area, I will be restarting my class on Druidry and Druidic tradition, and that will be a week from today. We will be starting off with the very first class, and also I will be doing, it's 7 separate classes, but if you want to do it all in one weekend, that's going to be October 12th, 13th, and 14th. And we'll be doing an all-in-one Druidic weekend class. So in the meantime, if you have any questions, please visit my website at www.the-healing-house.com, or you can go to meetup.com and look up the Druids Grove if you're interested in the Druidry classes, or you can check into my book website, frequenciesthebook.com. So I wish all of you an amazing, wonderful week. I hope that everything is moving forward, and for those hard points, know that each and every one of you are in my thoughts and prayers. Until next week, this is Dr. Eileen. with Healing House Radio, wishing you blessings until we meet again. Thank you for listening.